This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. I'm Kevin Allen. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, welcome and thank you. If you listened before, welcome back and thank you. Here's some of the stories I'll be talking about this week. Former Glee star Naya Rivera is presumed dead after disappearing on a boating trip in California. Batwoman has its new star. The Wonder Years is getting rebooted with a black cast. And Oprah Winfrey will help bring the New York Times' 1619 project to film and television. I'll also have a review of You Should Have Left, starring Kevin Bacon and Amanda Seyfried. It's written by David Keff. Keff is one of the most successful American screenwriters of all time, and Bacon is one of the most beloved performers of his generation. You Should Have Left will not be remembered as either's best work, but for a low-budget horror movie, this film is entertaining enough. You can find more Film Bookcast podcasts on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Oprah Winfrey, The New York Times, and Lionsgate are partnering on a series of feature films and television shows based on the 1619 Project. That's according to Variety. The collaboration comes nearly a year after The Times debuted the 1619 Project series to re-examine the legacy of slavery in the United States on the 400th anniversary of the first African's arrival in Virginia. Nicole Hannah-Jones, who is the architect of the series, won a Pulitzer Prize earlier this year for her work on the project. On bringing the 1619 Project to the screen, Hannah-Jones said, quote, "We took very seriously our duty to find TV and film partners that would respect and honor the work and mission of the 1619 Project, that understood our vision and deep moral obligation to doing justice to these stories." Hannah-Jones will serve as creative leader and producer in developing feature films, television series, as well as unscripted programming. No specific projects or release timeline have been announced. The UK edition of the Sundance Film Festival will hit the web next month. Variety reports that organizers of Sundance London will hold a boutique online event from August 7th through August 9th. Sundance London, organized by the Sundance Institute and Picture House Cinemas, was due to run from May 28th through the 31st, but was postponed due to the COVID-19 crisis. The festival will now present three feature films from this year's Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah, selected by the Sundance Institute programming team together with Picture House. Each UK premiere screening will be followed by a Q&A with the film teams. Festival pass holders will have access to a short film program, which includes the UK premiere of 8 short films. The festival will also host a series of panel discussions, which will be free to view worldwide. Also from the film festival beat, the Venice, Toronto, Telluride, and New York film festivals have joined forces in the spirit of post-pandemic solidarity. It's not clear exactly what form the alliance will take, but all the festivals are currently scheduled close together, running from early September to early October. Variety reports that Telluride, New York, Venice, and Toronto all have plans to take place as physical events, albeit to different degrees. Venice and Toronto say they will combine physical and online screenings, and both have already announced they are slimming down their lineups to roughly 50 titles. The ongoing coronavirus pandemic has caused Universal Pictures to postpone the release of 4 major horror movies. The Forever Purge has a new release date of Friday, July 9th, 2021. Candyman is shifting from September 25th of this year to October 16th of 2020. Now, October 16th was originally supposed to be the opening date for Halloween Kills. That's now been pushed back nearly a year to October 15th, 2021. Likewise, its sequel, Halloween Ends, has been pushed back from October 15th, 2021 to October 14th, 2022. The delay of the Halloween movies did not delay the release of a new teaser trailer for Halloween Kills, which we will look at in just a moment. Halloween Kills is a follow-up to the 2018 Halloween movie, which itself is a direct sequel to the 1978 John Carpenter classic, so it's not exactly a reboot, but doesn't exactly exist in the same world as all the other sequels either. Either way, Jamie Lee Curtis is back for Halloween Kills as she was for the 2018 film, and let's just say Curtis's character Laurie Strode is still haunted by her gruesome past. As I mentioned, the release of Halloween Kills has been postponed until 2021. Outstealing Horses, which originally premiered at the Berlin Film Festival last year, will finally land in the US later this summer. Stellan Skarsgård stars as a man living quietly alone in Norway who meets a new neighbor that he recognizes as someone from his youth. That takes him back to the summer of 1948 when he was 15 years old and the events that summer that changed his life forever. I won't play a sound clip because the film is in Norwegian with subtitles. Outstealing Horses is based on the best-selling novel by Norwegian author Per Pedersen, which received several important international awards and was included in the New York Times 10 Best Books of 2007 list. Pedersen's novels have been translated into more than 50 languages. Outstealing Horses, the movie, is due out in theaters and on video on demand on August 7th. We've got a first look teaser at Lost Girls in Love Hotel, starring Alexandra Daddario. Daddario stars as an American-English teacher named Margaret, who takes nightly trips through Tokyo's glittering nightlife in an attempt to forget her painful past.
Fear and excitement are chemically the same. Sadness is a hair away from melancholy.
Her escapades eventually bring her into the arms of a mysterious Yakuza, played by Takahiro Hira. What could possibly go wrong? Lost Girls in Love Hotels is based on the novel of the same name by Catherine Hanrahan. Hanrahan also wrote the screenplay for this film. Lost Girls in Love Hotels will be released in U.S. theaters and on video on demand on September 4th. IFC Films is celebrating the birthday of Nikola Tesla by dropping a trailer for Tesla, the biopic starring Ethan Hawke. According to Deadline, the movie centers on Tesla's battle to bring his revolutionary electrical system to fruition, then faces tougher challenges with his new system for worldwide wireless energy.
When trying to tame Wildcat, and I've become nothing but a mass of bloody scratches.
How you like being scratched?
If necessary.
Tesla won the Alfred P. Sloan Feature Film Prize after its premiere at the 2020 Sundance Film Festival. It's scheduled to land in theaters and on-demand services on August 21st. A sad story to start off this week's TV news. Former Glee star Naya Rivera is presumed dead after she disappeared during a boating trip on California's Lake Piru on Wednesday. As of Thursday, the Ventura County Sheriff's Department shifted the case from a rescue mission to a search and recovery operation. According to Variety, Rivera rented a boat with her 4-year-old son about 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Around 3 hours later, an employee at the boat rental shack noted that the boat was overdue and went out to look for them. He found the boat on the north side of the lake. Her son was in the boat, apparently asleep, and Rivera was missing. Rivera is best known for her role as Santana Lopez on the Fox series Glee, playing the character from 2009 until 2015. After her breakout role in the musical series, she went on to appear in Devious Maids and Step Up, High Water. Actress Javicia Leslie has been tapped as the new star of Batwoman. In a statement, the 33-year-old actress said, quote, "I am extremely proud to be the first black actress to play the iconic role of Batwoman on television, and as a bisexual woman, I am honored to join this groundbreaking show, which has been such a trailblazer for the LGBTQ+ community." According to Variety, Leslie will portray a new character on the show named Ryan Wilder. Leslie takes over leading the series from Ruby Rose, who shocked fans when she announced her departure from the show back in May. Prior to joining Batwoman, Leslie starred on the CBS series Godfriend of Me. She also starred on the BET series The Family Business and in the film Always a Bridesmaid. Batwoman is scheduled to return to the CW on Sunday nights in January. ABC is rebooting the classic comedy series The Wonder Years, but this new version of the series will be focused on a black middle-class family living in 60s-era Montgomery, Alabama. As revealed by The Hollywood Reporter, the reboot, quote, has received a sizable pilot production commitment from ABC and is expected to debut as part of ABC's 2021-2022 television season. This new version of The Wonder Years will be executive produced by Empire co-creator Lee Daniels with Saladin K. Patterson of The Big Bang Theory fame, also executive producing and writing the pilot. The original version of The Wonder Years ran on ABC from 1988 through 1993. It's set during the late 60s and early 70s. The series centered around Fred Savage's Kevin Arnold and his white family as they dealt with the trials and tribulations of middle-class life in an era of civil rights and the Vietnam War. Limited series Watchmen from HBO and Unbelievable from Netflix have picked up the most Television Critics Association Awards nominations for 2020. Both series snagged 4 nominations each, including in the Outstanding Achievement in Movie or Miniseries and Program of the Year categories. Better Call Saul, Miss America, Schitt's Creek, and HBO's Succession came in closely behind with 3 nominations each, followed by FX's Better Things, Netflix's Dead to Me, Hulu's The Great, HBO's Insecure, each with 2 nominations. The 36th annual TCA Awards normally would have had an in-person ceremony this summer. The coronavirus pandemic tabled live event plans. Winners will be announced later this summer. NBC has given the green light to a 13-episode revival of the game show Weakest Link. Jane Lynch is set to host and executive produce. The series will begin production later this year. Stuart Krasnow, who executive produced the original NBC run in the early aughts, will return in the same role and also serve as showrunner. If you weren't around when Weakest Link had his first go-round, think of it as a blend of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and Survivor. The quiz show pits 8 contestants against one another as they answer 7 rounds of questions. Money is added to the pot for every question they get right, but sinks to 0 for wrong answers. Each round ends with players voting off one contestant, who gets sent packing with the show's catchphrase.
You are the Weakest Link. Goodbye.
The last contestant left takes home all the cash. Time for a look at some TV trailers. Amazon Prime Video has dropped a teaser trailer for season 2 of The Boys, and it looks like a multi-state manhunt is on for Billy Butcher and the rest of his crew.
If anyone spots William Butcher or any of his known associates, Marvin Milk, Hugh Campbell, or this man, please call 1-888-0-CRIME.
If you haven't seen The Boys, I personally think you're missing out on one of the best shows out there. On a more general note, The Boys is about a group of vigilantes who are determined to take down a group of corrupt superheroes who abuse their powers. The vigilantes are led by Billy Butcher, who despises all superpowered people, and the Justice League type band of superheroes known as the Seven are led by the egotistical and unstable Homelander. Carl Urban, Jack Quaid, and Anthony Starr lead a very talented cast. Season 2 of The Boys will premiere its first 3 episodes worldwide on Amazon Prime Video on September 4th, with the remaining 5 episodes airing every Friday all the way through the show's season finale on October 9th. Also, Amazon is set to release a short film centered on Carl Urban's Billy Butcher character as a companion piece to the second season of The Boys. In an interview with Collider, series showrunner Eric Kripke revealed that the second episode of season 2 was originally supposed to show what happened to Butcher in between the first and second seasons, but the footage was eventually cut due to pacing issues and repackaged into a short film that will be released sometime during the middle of season 2. Netflix has dropped the first trailer for its space drama Away, starring Hilary Swank. Swank plays Emma Green, a homesick astronaut on a mission to Mars.
I miss you guys.
I love you so much. I wish I could be with you right now.
As Green leads her team deeper and deeper into space, Emma and her fellow astronauts must reconcile their decision to leave family behind on Earth. Away is set to premiere on September 4th. A new trailer for season 2 of The Umbrella Academy sees the squad blasted back in time to the 1960s. But it's not the 60s they learned about in history class. So in true superhero fashion, the scattered group of heroes must reunite and stop a doomsday-level threat. If you haven't seen Umbrella Academy, it's about a dysfunctional family of superheroes who come together to solve the mystery of their father's death, the threat of the apocalypse, and more. Season 2 will begin airing on Netflix on July 31st. Rapper Kid Cudi is headlining a new limited series on HBO called We Are Who We Are. A quick 20-second teaser trailer for the show dropped this week. The show will follow 2 teenagers living with their families on a U.S. military base in Italy in a coming-of-age story. It's directed by Luca Guadagnino, who's popular for his work on Call Me By Your Name. We Are Who We Are will land on HBO sometime in September. This week's movie review spotlight is on You Should Have Left. The film stars Kevin Bacon and Amanda Seyfried. It's directed by David Keff, who also wrote the screenplay. This movie is low-budget horror flick through and through. But if that's your thing, you'll find this movie likable enough. The setup is standard haunted house thriller. Kevin Bacon plays Theo, a wealthy retired banker with a tabloid scandal in his past. Theo has a movie actress wife, Susanna, played by Seyfried, and a 6-year-old daughter, Ella, who's played by Avery Essex. They arrive at the vacation home they've rented for a getaway in the Welsh countryside, but the home's vibe is a little more earth-toned IKEA than creepy ski lodge like what you'd find in the Overlook Hotel in The Shining. There are plenty of things that seem off about the home. No pictures on the walls, spotty cell phone reception, and Theo keeps stumbling across eerie Polaroids scattered all around the place. Anyway, the vacation home interacts with Theo's personal demons, which I won't go into here, and lures them out until he's not exactly sure what's real and what's not. Avid movie fans will recognize not quite homages and not quite twists in a bit that's similar to Nightmare on Elm Street and a sequence with a journal that lands close to something in Harry Potter. I enjoyed how there's a couple of horror movie tropes that were poked fun at, like when Theo is violently struggling to open a door and his daughter says, "Why don't you just unlock it?" Bacon does a yeoman's job with his performance, and I honestly think the film wouldn't even be passable with a less talented actor. But the script and characters never feel that fleshed out, partially because it's a horror movie, but also because Amanda Seyfried's Susanna is very thin. There's a May-December romance dynamic set up between the two of them from the start that almost raises the stakes, but Seyfried isn't the most convincing at playing a not-so-in-love movie star, even though she's a movie star. I will give kudos to Avery Essex, who plays their daughter Ella. She's cute when called for and sells the scary stuff pretty well. In the end, You Should Have Left is not a horror classic, but as long as you don't go in expecting this to be The Shining, you may find yourself reasonably entertained for 90 minutes. It should scratch the itch for horror fans looking for something new to watch. Thank you for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Kevin Allen or for Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter at KAllenNYC. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. It helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for a new episode of Film Bookcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Kevin Allen, and remember, Black Lives Matter.